You've mentioned Everglades National Park several times now. Let's talk about Everglades National Park and the efforts to establish that park. You lived in Miami at that time. Can you describe those early efforts? Who was involved?
Well, I was the man who started the whole idea of a national park was a marvelous man by the name of Ernest F. Coe, Mr. Coe, C-O-E, who gave his life, the end of his life was given over, completely dedicated to making an Everglades National Park at the end of the peninsula. And Mr. Coe, I couldn't say exactly when he began, but I would imagine it was in the 30s, because it was really 20 years. Well, that would make it like 27. It could have been way in there. It was about 20 years before we got it. Well, Mr. Coe, for a while, was the only one. He went to my father, was Judge Stoneman on the Herald, the editor of the Herald. My father agreed with him perfectly, and they organized a committee to help with the establishment of the Everglades National Park. The committee was headed by Dr. David Fairchild, and Mr. Coe was given a little bit of a salary and a little funny office, and he did it by just doing nothing but talk about an Everglades National Park. He talked about it so much to everybody over and over and over again that people really, the people were farther apart, but they dreaded to stop and talk to him anymore, because he'd tell them, show them all the letters he'd written and the letters he had, and everything was doing over and over and over again. But that's what it took to get it established. So I was on, later, I was on the committee that of that committee under David Fairchild that brought down from, brought people in from all over the country, not only the national park people and government people, but private people interested in national parks. And we took them, or we took a great cruising houseboat called the Everglades, and they were on, Ruth Bryan Owen was our representative in Congress, and I were the only two women. We had a marvelous time, of course, because some awfully interesting men. Dr. Gilbert Pearson, who was head of the then Federated Audubon Societies, Dr. Gilbert Grosvenor, who was editor and founder of the National Geographic, the Horace Allwright, who was head of the National Park System, and Arno Camero, who was the assistant and later became the head of the National Park System, all kinds of other people. We took them over the Everglades in a dirigible and an airplane, and they saw the birds, the marvelous birds in those days. You could look down on flights of birds covering the Everglades almost. And we took them in small boats up to bird rookeries in the moonlight, in the sunset, in the moonlight with the birds coming over. And we were on the cruising houseboat around into the 10,000 islands and all around the edge, to see if they thought that the place was fit to be a great national park. And they unanimously decided that it must be a great national park.